free. G-O-D-D-I-D. Father, Son, Spirit, got the hands on me. 1, 2, 3, A, B, C. Easy as that, Jesus set me free. G-O-D-D-I-D. Father, Son, Spirit, got the hands on me. 1, 2, 3, A, B, C. Easy as that, Jesus set me free.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Run it back. Got ready? Yeah.
Katie the second, that's rapper, that's reverend. They started with Jesus, but none ever will. I'm from the trenches, they write with the F and the guns and drawn. They doing no sketches. Me and I mean was preaching the king. This dude was aggrieved and pulled out a weapon. I mean looked over at me, said we ain't finna leave. Like what they gon' do, send us to heaven? Taking the walk, mama forgot it, no question. I brought the loaves and the fishes. He multiplied it all in 2008. Yeah, that's miracles in a recession. Trappers respected, the cappers ejected. Don't need no election, go look at the throne. I spell his name with four letters, no better than the lamb and the lion. Is also the goat, boy.
Hey, load me up.
Breeze.
Again and again, you rescued me out of the mess.
guess I was it. You traded my sorrow for something to say. Now I'm dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Come on, church, let's declare this. I have decided to follow Jesus. The world behind and the cross before, and I won't turn back. I have decided to follow Jesus. The world behind and the cross before,
and I won't turn back.
I have decided, to follow Jesus.
To follow Jesus.
The world behind and the cross before. I was in. You traded my sorrow for something to say. Now I'm dancing on the grave that I once lived. Again and again and again and again. You rescued me out of the mess I was in. You traded my sorrow for something to say. Now I'm dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Just let's sing this. Now I'm dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Yep. Now I'm dancing on the grave that. Come on, let's declare this, church. Now I'm dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Now I'm dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Now I'm dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Dancing on the grave that I once lived in. Praise the Lord, I've been born again. Come on, lift a shout for Jesus. Come on, we are not done yet, praising Jesus. I know you know this song, so sing it as loud as you can, church. Come on, we sing. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Rejoice and be glad, rejoice and be glad in it. And this is where I believe that you are more than enough for me. You are faithful to your promise, you are strong when I am weak. When I'm standing in your presence, I have everything I need. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. It's more than a feeling. Joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Sing, oh my soul, bless His name. All that is within me, say. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my friend. Whoa, oh, oh. Come on, we sing Jesus. And Jesus, come what may. You are worthy of all, worthy of all my praise. 'Cause you are faithful to your promise. You are strong when I am weak. When I'm standing in your presence, I have everything I need.
Come on, let's declare.
The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. He's more than a feeling. Joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Sing, oh my soul, bless His name. All that is within me say, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Whoa, oh, 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 whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, 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 oh. Joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Sing, oh my soul, bless His name. All that is within me say, the joy of the Lord, the joy. We sing the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. He's more than a feeling, the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Sing, oh my soul, bless His name. All that is, sing, oh my soul, bless His name. All that is within me say, oh my soul, bless His name. All that is within me say, the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh, oh. Cross you bore so I could live in the freedom you died for. And now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, Jesus.
Jesus, you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Shame is gone. I stand amazed in your love, undeniable. Your grace goes on and on, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. And worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve. Your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. So be exalted now in the heavens. As your glory fills this place, you alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. So be exalted now in the heavens. As your glory fills this place, you alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. So be exalted now in the heavens. As your glory fills this place, you alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all. Worthy is your name, Jesus. Deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Your name, worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. We seek be exalted now. So be exalted now in the heavens. As your glory fills this place, you alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. So be exalted now in the heavens. As your glory fills this place, you alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. So be exalted now in the heavens. As your glory fills this place, you alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Your
your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Savior of the world. All hail King Jesus, and all hail the Lord of heaven and earth. All hail King Jesus. Let us join with all of heaven singing.
Church, lift his name up high.
All hail the Lord of heaven and earth. All hail King Jesus. All hail the Savior of
the
world. All hail King Jesus.
Join with all of heaven singing, holy.
Come on, we cry out.
We cry out, holy.
Sing holy.
We're singing, holy. We cry out, holy.
With one voice, all hail.
All
you sing it out, church.
King Jesus.
Let Malaysia hear you exalting Jesus right now.
The Lord of heaven and earth. All hail King Jesus. All hail the Savior. All hail the Lord of heaven.
Jesus, all hail the Savior of the
such a presence of the Holy Spirit in this place. Such a presence of the Lord in this place, church. Today we are not just here just to celebrate an ordinary Sunday service, but we are here to celebrate the resurrection King. We are here to celebrate His presence. We are here to celebrate that King Jesus is alive and He is here in this place. What an honor. What a privilege that we get to have to stand in the presence of King Jesus. Such a presence of the Lord in this place, church. Come on, I don't want any single one of you to just miss out on this moment. I want you to get engaged. I want you to participate in the presence of the Lord. And I want you to just open up your mouth and just get engaged with the Holy Spirit and just commune with the Holy Spirit in this place. There's an outpouring, an overflowing presence of the Holy Spirit in this place. Come on, all across this place. Just get connected. Just get connected with Jesus in this place. He's here. He's here. He's here. Come on, church. He's here. The tomb is already empty. The King is risen. Jesus is risen. And He's here. Right now in this place, come on, every single one of us, come on, can we just lift it up, lift our voices, and come on, just get connected with Jesus in this place. Come on, He's worthy, He's worthy, He's worthy, He's worthy. Come on, let the sound of heaven be broken out of this place.
Let every tongue confess that He is Lord. Lift up your shout. Let us join with all of heaven singing, holy. We cry out, holy.
Come on, we sing, let every knee.
So let every knee come bow before the King of Kings. Let every tongue confess that He is Lord. Lift up your shout. Let us join with all of heaven singing, holy. We say, holy. We're singing, holy. We cry out,
amen. Now, before you take your seat, why don't you turn to your neighbor, greet them, and give them a big smile and say, Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive, brother.
That's right. That's right. Come on.
Mingsun, Jesus is alive.
Woo!
Come on, at least five people, tell them Jesus is alive, and you look alive today. Come on.
Come on. Look alive in the house of God. Hallelujah.
Come alive. Come alive. All right. All right. Once again, how many of you are happy to be in church on a Resurrection Sunday? Y'all can have a seat. Go ahead, get comfortable, because God has something very special for you this morning.
Come on.
Come on, if you agree, come on, shout amen.
Amen.
All right. God has something really special for you. It's Resurrection Sunday. Whatever that is dead, whatever that's stuck in your life,
come on, Jeff.
Today is the day.
Come
let me
on.
Tell you. Today is the day of your
come
breakthrough.
On.
Today is the day of your healing. And today is the day of salvation. Amen, church.
Amen.
Amen. God
amen.
Is good, all right? So we're so excited. If you don't know me, my name is Pastor Jeff, and this is Pastor Derek.
That's right.
And we want to talk to you for a bit before we get into this morning, all right? So we got some very special highlights for you. Everyone say freedom.
Freedom. Come on, come you on. Can do better than
exactly.
Say freedom.
Freedom.
That's right.
All right, so this is what we're going to do for those of you who are here. Those of you who are visiting us for the first time, we want to welcome you. Those of you who have been here for a long time, we also want to welcome you, all right? So this is something that we as Calvary Community Church have for you, a very special short course for each and every one of you. Each and every one of you. What am I doing there?
Well, I believe it's the joy of the Lord filling your brother.
Exactly.
All right,
man. All right?
Come on.
All right, these are short courses that we have prepared just for you. In a while, you're going to show up. All right, everyone say financial freedom. Everyone say financial freedom.
Financial freedom.
All right, how many of you know that the Lord is not only God over your life, but He is God over our finances
Come
as well?
On.
And the Lord who sow, He is called Jehovah Jireh. He's
Come
our
on.
Provider. All right?
Right,
He doesn't give you just enough. He gives you more than enough. All right? Amen. For you and your family and your children and your children, the Lord bless. No, we don't want to sing it,
Jeff.
All right, so this is a short course we're going to have for each and every one of you. At the end of this whole slideshow, you can scan the QR code and sign up for this class. It's going to really be so powerful, all right? So we're going to teach you practical methods and spiritual ways, and we're going to teach you how to handle your finance through the lens of God.
Oh, so good.
All right, so it's going to be really powerful. So at the end of the, you can scan it right now. But before that, we have a second class that's happening on the 20th, right? All right, who's teaching the first one? All right, it'll be Pastor Rajan, none other than our very own Pastor Rajan will be coming and he'll be sharing on financial freedom. And secondly, we have this thing called soul prosperity, all right? It is the will of God that your soul prospers as well. Amen, church. All right, so soul prosperity, that'll be happening on the 20th of June, all right? So right now, guys, you can show up the QR code. What you can do is take off your phones right now. Take out your phones. You can scan the QR code like what I'm going to do now.
Come on, Jeff, let's do that. Come on, as a church of God, as a family, come on. Let's scan the QR code right now. Every phone's up. This is the only time your phone is up, okay, by the way?
Yeah, yeah.
So take your phones up, scan the QR code, and after that, you can sign up from here onwards. All right.
So basically give your name, your contact number, and the course that you are willing to go for. And guess what? We have good news. You can attend for both courses as well. All right. If you want to sign up for both courses, scan the QR code again and sign up again. Give your names, your contact number, and which course that you want to sign up for. All right? So that's it for me. Derek, take
Come
it away.
On, that's right, Jeff. You know what, church? We are a family of God. Amen. And we are so excited that you are here in the house of God as a family unit. And speaking about family, our family camp is approaching very soon. And as Calvary Community Church family, we are so excited to be in the house of God. And we are so excited to be a part of our family camp as well.
Pastor Derek.
Wait, hold on. What's up?
I want to ask you.
All right.
Where's our family camp?
Our family camp is not in Johor Bahru, but this time it's going to be in Melaka, all right?
All right, and we will drive you there. All right, kidding, come, drive yourself.
It's going to be a fantastic time together. I enjoyed the last camp that we had, and then I believe that God is going to bring us from glory to glory. He's going to bring us from fun to another level of fun, and we're going to have greater encounters with God. So don't miss out, church. It is such a time as this that we are called to gather together as a family. So make sure you sign up for our family camp. Don't miss out. It's happening at the end of May, which is on the 29th to the 31st of May, all right? So for those that have not signed up yet, you have 2 more weeks. Everybody say 2 more weeks.
Two more weeks
until the registration closes. And I believe every single one of us is going to have a blessed time in Melaka. That's right, Jeff.
Amen. Who's excited today? All right, so what we're going to do is, as he has given his life and he resurrected on third day, we want to give unto the Lord, all right? We want to bless the house of God. So right now, what you want to do is go dig deep into your pockets and take out your offering and your tithes, and we want to pray even as you give unto the Lord, all right? So I'm just going to get Pastor Crystalline to actually pray for us this morning.
Come on, church. Put up your offering in your hand. Let me take out mine. Okay. Let's pray. I'm going to bless you. Father, we thank you this morning for the price that you paid on that cross for us, Jesus. We thank you that you did not just die, but you resurrected and you are alive, Jesus. So today we want to give unto you a portion of what you've blessed us with. And even as your people would give, I declare 3 John chapter 2 over them, my beloved, that you would prosper in all things and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Lord, return to them 1,000-fold of what they bless and give today, Lord. And let this money be used for the furtherance of your glory, your kingdom, that many more will hear about the gospel of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we ask and we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Church, while you're giving your offering, I want to give you an update on our Arise and Build. You know, our pledge has been increasing and every single week. So let's give God thanks. You know, I believe that by the time that we're about to build our new building, we will have more than enough.
Yes.
Come on, church. Can you agree with me and say amen? We will have more than enough to build that building. So I believe that even as we continue to pray and continue to fulfill our pledge, I believe that the Lord is going to be present in our giving and also in the house of the Lord. All right, Jeff. You know, today is a very, very awesome day.
Yeah, that's right.
So what we're going to do is probably we can ask a few people, what does Resurrection Sunday or Easter means to them? Come on.
All right, before I call your name out or call you out, maybe you want to volunteer first, all right? Tell me what does Easter, or you know, means to you? What does Resurrection Sunday mean to you? Anyone wants to give me an answer? Oh, Athens. All right.
Sure,
you
know, Athens,
let's go to Athens.
Come on, President.
Athens has 4 kids, so every Sunday is Resurrection Sunday for him. All right, come.
Jesus became alive.
Hey, stand up, stand up. They don't know you.
Okay. Jesus became alive and lived forever among us.
Come on, everybody. Let's give it up for Athens. Come on.
All right. Derek, I want to ask a very special someone who I had dinner with last night. All right. Uncle David, what does Easter bring to your mind when someone says Resurrection Sunday or Easter?
Give thanks to God. If there's no resurrection, there's no David Chong here. Hey.
Whoa. That was just a one-liner. Huh?
Jeff, I wanted to drop the mic, but it's okay, man. That's a drop mic command, man.
Expensive, that mic.
Oh, sorry.
Pastor's mic. Right.
Wait, hold up, Jeff. Before you go, our brother here, he's so eager. He wants to share something about Easter, so we're going to give him an opportunity,
all
right?
All right.
Jesus died and rose again for our sin. He shed blood for our lives, that everybody have to, you know, bow and worship him.
Come on! All right, let's ask this young man, all right? Young man, what's your name?
My name is Peter.
Peter, come out of the boat. Come, stand up. All right, Peter, tell me, what does Easter bring to your mind? When people say Easter, what comes to your mind?
What comes to my mind is that Jesus overcame the power of death.
Come on.
Gave me life. Amen.
Amen.
You know what? I'm going to ask Sister Tertia, what does Easter mean to her? Come on.
It means to me eternal life in Christ and the guarantee of my own resurrection one day, and that I can live in His conquering power.
Amen.
So good.
Derek, I have this gentleman here.
Handsome.
He looks like he's 23 years old. He's very young, stylish. So brother, tell me, what does Easter bring to your mind?
Easter is the guarantee that Jesus has come, arose again, and that we are able to overcome all that is evil.
Wow, come on.
Awesome. Anyone else? Brother, you look very comfortable today. No, don't want to say? Oh, don't want, okay, never mind. Give him a chance, guys. Next Easter, brother, you prepare. 1 year, I give you.
Right. That's right, church. That's the reason why we celebrate Easter, because Jesus is alive. King Jesus is here.
Amen.
And this is what we're going to do as a church this morning. It's a time of celebration. So why don't you stand to your feet, and we're going to, before we go into the word, we're going to celebrate the resurrection King once again. Come on.
Come on, church. Put your hands together. Some of you are going to love this song, church. Come on, are you ready?
Hallelujah, Jesus is alive. Death has lost his victory and the grave has been denied. Woo! Jesus lives forever, he's alive, he's alive.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Woo! Jesus is alive. Lost his victory and the grave has been denied.
Come on, let's dance.
Jesus lives forever. He's alive.
Come on, everyone.
He's alive. He's the Alpha and Omega, the first and last to see.
Come on, everybody.
The curse of sin is broken. We have perfect liberty. Woo! The Lamb of God is risen. He's alive. He's alive.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus is alive.
The curse of
and the grave has been denied. Jesus lives forever.
He's alive. He's alive.
Constant. He's the Alpha
and Omega.
The first and last is He. The curse of sin is broken. We have perfect liberty. The Lamb of God is risen. He's alive. He's alive.
Jesus is alive.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus is alive.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus is alive.
Come on, Kevin. Put your hands together.
Put your hands together and let's sing.
Woo!
Celebrate. Woo! Jesus, celebrate.
Come on, church.
Jesus, celebrate.
Come on, church, you declare it.
Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate.
Let's go.
He is risen.
He is risen. Come on, everyone.
He is risen. And He lives forevermore.
Woo!
He is risen.
Of our Lord. Sing, celebrate.
Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate.
Come on, everyone.
Of our Lord.
We sing, my life is in You.
My life is in You, Lord. My strength is in You, Lord. My hope is in You, Lord. In You is in You. My life is in You, Lord.
Come on,
my
Kevin,
strength
sing it out.
Is in You, Lord. My hope is in You, Lord. In You.
Okay, we sing.
I praise You. You with all of my life, and I praise You with all of my strength, with all of my life, with all of my strength. All of my hope is in You.
It's in my life.
Woo!
My life is in You, Lord. My strength is in You, Lord. My hope is in You, Lord. In You is in You. My life is in You, Lord. My strength is in You, Lord. My hope is in You, Lord. In You is in You. In You is in You. In You is in You. It's in You.
Somebody shout Jesus.
Jesus.
Come on, shout Jesus.
Jesus.
Come on, shout Jesus.
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 There's one name that's lifted up this morning, and that's the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, one more time. Shout Jesus.
Jesus.
Wow, wow, wow. I want every hand lifted up. What an awesome presence of Jesus here. Come on, I just sense the freedom of the Lord in this place. Church, there's one place that you can find that's empty. The tomb, there's one tomb that's empty. And there's the tomb of Jesus. There's one place that speaks prophetically about you and I. there's one tomb that's always be empty on the earth is the tomb of Jesus. He's risen and he's not there, as he said. He's not there, church. He is alive. He is alive forevermore. This morning, this is the reality of us. This is not just one Sunday, but this is the life of every believer, that you and I get to experience the power of the resurrection of Jesus. Come on, lift your hands one more time and just worship the Lord. Just come on, lift your hands to the Lord and begin to experience the power of God. I sense in my heart tonight, this morning, the Lord is touching your hearts, touching your bodies. Every pain is leaving. Come on, what did you, for believers, come on, what did you just fall in love with the resurrected King again? Come on, just tell him, Lord, you are amazing. Come on, tell him, Lord, where would we be without you? Where would we be without you, Lord? It was a resurrection, God, that brought me alive from sin, that brought me alive from death. Come on. Why don't you give thanks to the Lord? Come on. There's something about appreciating him. Oh, Baraka Bashanai, oh, all over this place. Let there be a praise. Let there be adoration. Come on. The power of God in our midst. The Spirit of God is in our midst. I sense the Spirit of resurrection in this place. The Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is here this morning. Come on. The Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is here. Come on. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
One more time, for you are great.
You are great.
Just the voices, come on. He has been so good to us, church. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
You are great. You do miracles so great.
There is no one else. There is no one else. Like you, one more time, for you are great, King of glory. Like you, there is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great, there is no one else like you. Come on, sing it unto him as a hymn. There is no one else like. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul,
then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee.
How great, how great, how great, how great,
and how great thou art.
Something is happening this morning as you worship
how
the Lord.
How great and thou.
Depression is leaving this place right now.
Then sings my soul, my Savior.
is happening to your family.
How do we
the power of the Holy Spirit is in this place.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
There is no one worthy like Him.
How great Thou art!
Come on, the redeemed people of Jesus, sing it out.
How great Thou art!
To the one that's sitting on the throne.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
How great, how great,
how great thou art,
my King, how great thou art.
Then sings my soul,
then sings my soul.
Come on. Sunday morning, sing how great thou art, Lord.
How great thou art.
How great, how great, how great,
how great thou art. How great thou art.
Every eye is closed, every hand is lifted out. The scripture says in Ephesians, the Father raised Jesus from the dead and seated Him in the right hand of heavenly places, far above all rules, authority, power, and dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but to age to come. He put all things subjection under His feet, gave Him as a head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills it all in all. This morning, we worship a name that above all other names. Everything is under the feet of Jesus. Death is under the feet of Jesus. Sickness is under the feet of Jesus. Poverty is under the feet of Jesus. Curse is under the feet of Jesus. Rejection is under the feet of Jesus. Depression is under the feet of Jesus. Come on, every works of the enemy is under the feet of Jesus. Thank you, God. Father, we just thank you for your presence in this place. As we look to the Word, to the precious Word, as we meditate on your resurrection, let it be our resurrection, Lord. Your resurrection, Lord, was our resurrection. We've, Lord, bless our time together. Those who are sick in the body, while I'm preaching, Father, I pray by your mercy, let them be healed this morning, God. I sense in my heart, every delay in your life is going to end this morning. Everything that's stuck, you feel stuck in your life, is ending this morning. Every investment that you put that you didn't get through, the people that scam, I tell you, the Lord's hand is going to move on your finance. When you feel cheated, when you feel betrayed, when you thought, God, it is the end, I speak under the power of the Holy Spirit, this is a new beginning for you. If you believe it, say amen. Come on, put your hands together, receive the word. This is a new beginning for you. The Lord is saying, as you celebrate my resurrection, I'm releasing my new beginning over you in Jesus' name. We love you, we honor you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. And all God's people say, amen. Why don't you give a big smile to your neighbor and take a seat. Once again, welcome to our Easter service. There's no better place to celebrate Jesus but within the church. Amen. How many of you excited for the lunch later? How many of you already planned for your lunch? Okay. You know, God is good. Amen. How many of you know God is good? Brother Nelson, God is good. Amen. And he's in a good mood. Turn to your neighbor and say, God is good and he's in a good mood. You know, one of the first words Jesus spoke, Joanne, you can be there. One of the first words Jesus spoke, you know what he said? He said, rejoice. Once, you know, when he came out from the, you know, from when he came out from the tomb, when he's resurrected, right? You know, the first thing, can we appreciate the worship, guys? Come on, let's appreciate the worship. Come on, by the way, this is Minsoon. He plays the bass, he's really good. Amen. He has a supernatural ability. Come, guys, help him. Sitting there like a... Thank you, Minsoon. And he plays without looking, you know. Like that, he goes. Anyway, one of the powerful statements that Jesus made, come and look at me this morning. In Matthew chapter 28, Jesus, you know what he said? He said, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, he's not there anymore. He's not there anymore. He's risen. And this is what, you know, the gospel talks about this. One of the most powerful words that Jesus said when he woke, when he was resurrected from the, thank you, Kevin, from the resurrected from the dead, he said, rejoice. How many of you know it's a command from the Lord to rejoice? God wants us to rejoice because our hope is not on a futile place. Our hope is not in a shaky place. Our hope is in the power of the resurrection of Jesus. Amen. This morning, church, I want to, by the grace of God, just next 10 to 15 minutes, I want to talk about his resurrection is your resurrection. I want to talk about his resurrection and your resurrection. That's why in John, I want to, as an opening scripture, I wanted to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Paul, you know, made this powerful statement in 55. He said, oh dead, where is your sting? Oh Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is law. But thanks to be God who gives us victory. You know, Victor, you know, God, you know, this thanks to be God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the most powerful truths that we all know, we are familiar with, one of the reasons why, Jesus was raised from the dead. You know, we talk about this, you know, as soon as we have become a born-again believer, we know this, that Jesus conquered death. Amen. He conquered the death that came from sin. How many of you know God hates death? God really hates death. That's why he overcame death. And death came through sin. Man and woman, you know, the scripture says, and you know, Adam and Eve, you know, when they sin, you know, their death began to rule the face of the earth. It became a king over the face of the earth. But Jesus came to conquer death for us. He came to conquer death. That's one part of the truth. That, you know, that he came to conquer death, and he conquered death through resurrection. He conquered death through suffering. That's why you and I this morning, we don't have to go through suffering, because Jesus went through suffering for us. Amen. He took our sin on the cross. The scripture says, cursed is the man that hangs on the tree. He was cursed so that you can be a blessing. Joshua Ruben, he was cursed so you can be a blessing. He took the death, the very ramification of death, sin, rejection, sickness, you know, what else? Depression. What is the ramification of death? You know, what does decay? That's why, you know, 1 Corinthians says, you know, powerful words. Look at, 1 Corinthians chapter 17 said, if Christ is no reason, your faith is futile, Deldila. You know, your faith is futile. You are still in your sin. That means the very fact, you know, if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, our faith is void. We nothing. That's nothing to believe. The only, you know, one of the foundation of you and our faith is because we have a King who is alive. We have a King who is alive. It's a resurrected King. You know, for me, I was thinking, you know, I think for every believer, right, Easter is not an event. It's a lifestyle. How many of you know Easter just shouldn't be a day we celebrate? Easter should be the way we live from. The resurrected King. Every day you know that you have a King. So the ramification of sin is death and separation from God. And oh, my friend, if you don't know Jesus here this morning, I want you to know you and I were separated, you know, from the foundation of the earth, you know, in the Garden of Eden, sin, you know, separated us. The ramification of sin is confusion. How many of you are sitting here with confusion in your heart? So the ramification of sin and death is depression and rejection and anything that takes decay, anything that takes away your joy, anything that takes away anything that takes away life from within you is death in working. Amen. Anything that doesn't bring life, that's what the Spirit of God is, a Spirit of life. It's not a death spirit. It doesn't bring death to us. When the Spirit of God comes on us, it brings life. So the sin as a ramification for it, it has a certain way of living. That's why it's impossible for a born-again believer to be born again and still experience the ramification of sin. Why? Because 2,000 years ago, my friend, 2,000 years ago, Jesus took that for us. And he's resurrected as a King. The death, he conquered death for us. Jesus, you know, the scripture says the wages of sin is death. But, you know, God gave us eternal life. Through his death, he gave us eternal life. Jesus resurrected. He became alive that sin can be overcome. But the other part of the gospel, church, I want to present to you, but I believe, you know, when you get this truth, I tell you something's going to happen in your heart this morning. I really feel God's going to minister to you through the word this morning. The other part of the truth, God raised his son not only for death, to be born, all the sickness and all of that can be taken care of. God raised his son Jesus from the dead because you were declared righteous in the sight of the Father. You are righteous. Look at this scripture. Can you guys put up the slide, please? Romans chapter 4. When Jesus took our sin, how many of you know Jesus died as us? He died as us. The murderer, the liar, you know, all of that. He died as us. I want you to know too, you know, you did not, you know, though we are, you know, physically we will die one day, but Zach, spiritually, 2,000 years ago, you died with Jesus. You died, your sin died with him. He died as you. He died as a confused man. He died as a sinner. He died as a man that didn't know God. He died. He took our sin. A man that's so perfect. Jesus is a perfect person. He did not sin yet. He did not sin yet. He took the sin for you and I. He died for you and I as a nature that died. The whole mess up thing. Everything that about us. 2,000 years ago, he died as you and I. And when Jesus was on the empty tomb, Friday night, it was late. Saturday was a silent Saturday. And Jesus was he went to grave with sin in his body. Oh, precious Lord, I pray to this morning God will heal your body. Because he went to the grave with sin in his body. But on the third day, he came alive with the life of God in him. With the life of God. And while he was in church, while he was in the tomb, All the sin, the weight. Can you imagine 8 billion people's weight? Sin was put in one body. And he laid that sham. He laid it completely. He gave his life to the Lord. He said, Lord, let your will be done. He lied on that empty tomb. You know, they took care of him very well. And they put him in a most, you know, it was an unused tomb that put him. They put him in the unused tomb. And he laid down there. But what caused God to raise Jesus up? Not only because he's a son who came to take the sin away. Look at the scripture. Who was delivered? Jesus, God delivered the Father, Jesus, because of our offenses, our sin. And was raised, Jesus was raised, church, because our being declared the righteous of God. We know that Jesus raised from the dead because of our sin, our death. But I want you to know, Jesus also was raised by the Father because in that third day, in the empty tomb, the Father looked at the sin that was on Jesus and said, forever my people are being set free. Bam! The life of God came upon Jesus. That's why today you and I can stand here without guilt and shame. You can stand here fully justified, because when the resurrection happened, the scripture says the Father looked at God, looked at Jesus and said, you are being declared my righteousness. Come on, church. Jesus' resurrection is your resurrection. You are righteous because in that empty tomb, the Father looked at Jesus and said, my people are free. My people are holy. I am drawing them to myself forever and ever. It was declared this morning, you and I are righteousness of God. The Father declared during the death of Jesus, the resurrection, this is my people. That's why Young Translation said that you would declare the righteousness of God. And I want you to know that we know a Jesus that took the sin. We know of a Jesus, you know, that took your depression. But this morning, I want you to know the Jesus that's seated at the heavenly places with the Father. Jesus that we're celebrating right now. It's not a weak Jesus. He's not a Jesus that bound by sin. He's not a Jesus that, you know, that goes going through depression, who took the sin. But he's a Jesus that's victorious in heaven. And I want you to know, the scripture says this so clearly. As he is, so are we. Put the scripture, guys. As he is, so are we. What does that mean, church? Christ's resurrection is your resurrection. If the cross was a payment, resurrection is a receipt for your benefit of what Jesus paid for you. Amen. It is no more a payment. The resurrection is a receipt. But the death of Jesus was the payment. But the resurrection says all that you can enjoy in life through the cross of Jesus. Amen. That's why, you know, Romans 5 says, through one man, through Adam came sin. Through Adam came sin and death. But another man came. His name is Jesus, the firstborn of the dead. He took your sickness and my sickness. And this morning, church, we get to enjoy the new life in Christ. A life without sin. A life without depression. A life without decay. A life without curse. Because of the resurrection power of Jesus. Amen. And it's still available this morning. If you believe it, the power of God will touch you this morning. It's the resurrection of Jesus. Do you know one of the things that happened at the resurrection? Your identity changed at the resurrection. How many of you know your identity changed in the resurrection? How many of you know you are not a sinner anymore? How many of you, when you have Jesus in your heart, you are not a sinner. You are the righteousness of God. You are called the saints of Jesus. You're no longer an old man that, you know, the old man that desire the things of the world. No, that's an old man. But some of us still living in the old man. Some of us still struggling. Only need to believe the truth. The scripture says, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. You are righteous before God. You are a saint. Saints are called the holy ones of Jesus. You are a holy one of Jesus. And what else? You know, the scripture says you are a citizen of heaven. To the resurrection, you know, you are made a member of heavenly places. See, the resurrection is not it's just a way of we celebrate, but the resurrection is actually the way we think and we live from. Amen. As he is, so are we. So where do we get our identity from? Where do we get our life from? It's from the resurrected King. Amen. Here's the question I want to ask you, church. Is there a sickness in Jesus? Is there a doubt in Jesus? Is there a depression in Jesus? Is there a confusion in Jesus? If there is none of that in Jesus, it shouldn't be in us. It shouldn't be in our church, in Jesus' name. Amen. That's how you get to take part of His resurrection. Amen. Is there sin in Jesus? Come on, is there sin in Jesus? Some of you, you're like, I don't know. We need to get saved. Is there sin in Jesus? If there's no sin in Jesus, that means the blood of Jesus says, you have no sin. Amen. That's how you look at and identify yourself with the Christ. Many of us, we identify ourselves with our old man. Old man. Who was our old man? I was like this. Sometimes we share, you know, stories about our past life more than what who we are right now in Christ Jesus. Amen. I was this, I was stealing, and then no. That's the old life. Your new resurrected identity is you are holy ones of Jesus. You are pure. You are righteousness of God. The wrath of God, the very anger of God was fulfilled in Jesus for you and I, so that you and I can have an access to the presence of God. This is the gospel, church. I'm preaching the raw gospel to you this morning. The gospel, the very hope of the gospel. And how do you align your heart and you know, become, you know, live a life that's overflowing with the resurrection power in your life? His resurrection is your resurrection. How do you live a life of a resurrected King that lives inside of Christ in you is the hope of glory? You know, all you have to know is you need to think what God is thinking. You need to align your heart and know God, that which is Lord, whoever the Bible, whatever Jesus is, that's who I am. Many of us, we identify ourselves with sin. We identify ourselves with the old man. But church, the truth of the matter is the only person that we should identify ourselves with is only Jesus. Amen. That's why we have a marvelous Savior. He's not looking to judge us. He's not looking to grace. It means it's simply abounding grace of God over your life. This morning, if you're sitting here with confusion in your life, if you're sitting here with depression, even if you're a 40 years believer, you have some kind of bondage in your life, I want you to turn your eyes on the blessed Jesus, because your salvation comes from Him, your deliverance comes from Him. As He is, so are you, church. Come on. He is the resurrected King. And the scripture says, death, where is your sting? What does this mean? It says, you know, Jesus, not only He took our sin, you know, He declared us righteousness. You know, God raised Him up because God wanted to show every demons on the earth, every principality, there's only one name will be lifted up. And under that name, every man will be saved. And that's the name of Jesus. And not only the name of Jesus lifted up, church, He is victorious. Amen. He is a victorious King. Some of you just need this truth. You know why? Many times you're stuck in your sin. You're stuck in your bondage. You're stuck in your sickness because sometimes you don't know that the Savior you have is a victorious Savior. Amen. He's a victorious one. He overcame. The scripture says he made a public spectacle, you know, when Jesus was raised from the dead, it's the scriptures in the spirit realm, a public spectacle. It means like there was a parade that was saying, Jesus is the King of Kings. Devil thought he could take Jesus on Friday night. On Saturday night, they all had a party in the hell. Like some of our clubs, I'm just kidding. On Saturday night, the devil was having a good time. He said, goodbye. I'm kidding. Devil was having a good time dancing in the hell. They were a party. You know, we took the man down. You know, it's over. You know, our plan is done. How many of you know that the devil is really stupid and will always be stupid? So don't call your friend stupid, okay? You know, that's why the scripture says, the devil is still powerful. You know, he can mess things up, you know, because God gave him the power from the beginning. He had the power. But how many of you know he doesn't have authority over your life? He doesn't have a say. He can mess around. That's why some of you sitting here, you need to be delivered from the voices of the devil. Why? That is therefore there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. We've been saved by the blood of the Lamb. Why? You cannot be condemned by God. Jesus was condemned for you. If you're going through this whole thing in your mind, that means the devil is messing up with you. Amen. Let the Lord set you free this morning. On the first day, they thought they took Jesus down. All demons were crying out, having a party, and they're laughing, making fun of each other. And then the second day, everybody was fine. They didn't know Sunday is coming. They didn't know God was sitting on the throne in Psalm chapter 2. And he was laughing at his enemies, saying, ha, 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 ha. Somebody say, ha, 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 ha. Somebody like, ho, 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 ho. Come on, it's Easter Sunday. We're supposed to celebrate the King. Amen. Come on, Emmanuel, you look like you're on Saturday night. You look like you had Sunday night fever or something. Saturday night fever. But I tell you, that morning came when the precious Holy Spirit looked at the Father and said, Father, should I go? Oh man, I just feel the conversation the Father would have with the Holy Spirit. How many of you know Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is amazing? And the Holy Spirit looked at Jesus, the Father, and said, Father, it's time. Not only is time for me to resurrect Jesus, this is the very evident. 2025, in Talan 12 Momodia, there'll be people groom. The how will rest on. Not only how will I resurrect my people, my Jesus, but I'll be with all your people. I believe Jesus, God the Father, smiled at Jesus and said, it's game time. It's show time. And the power of the Holy Spirit walked into that cold, empty tomb. And every dead thing. My God, you don't understand what I'm saying. That dead thing was for us. You know the pain of your mental torture that you go through? The body torture? The rejection, the separation of man and God? The Holy Spirit walked into that precious tomb and he came upon Jesus. And every fiber, every cell, every blood that was dead, every muscle that shrank, Jesus lost so much weight on the cross. Every wounds of Jesus were being healed. The eyes of Jesus being opened up. The breath came into his lungs. And the power of the Holy Spirit resurrected our King. He walked out from that tomb, church. And I have a good news for you. He will never walk into that tomb again. He says, resurrected King. And I was thinking, God, why did you do that? So much pain. And the Lord told me, Johnny, don't think about the pain. Just think of the pain I went through. Think about what I've done for you. You know what he did? He gave us the Holy Spirit. Scripture says he gave us the spirit of adoption. That you and I can call our Heavenly Father, Abba Father. Brother, if you're sitting here, if you don't know God, I tell you, give Jesus a chance. That joy that comes in your heart knowing Jesus cannot be compared. How many of you know he didn't leave us an orphan in the earth to figure out some things? He said, I'll give you my spirit. And that spirit is the spirit of resurrection that lives inside of us. Amen, church. Some of you just need to believe that. Then don't let the enemy play games with you. We are not some weak people, church. You are not some defeated people. We are not people trying to get to heaven. But we have the Holy Spirit who manifests heaven on the earth. Oh, yes. Amen. He came to bring the life of heaven in us and through us. That's what Jesus said. And listen, the resurrection is not just the end, the climax of the Christianity. You know, there's something called Acts chapter 1. There's something called Acts chapter 2. There's something called Acts chapter 4. When you and I, you know, when the believer were waiting, you know, they were just looking at the resurrected King that was taken ascended. Acts chapter 1, it was ascending. And everybody thought, you know, that's it, guys, what's next? And that's where the greatest promise came to the earth. The Holy Spirit was given on every believer to experience that power of resurrection, the power of the victory of Jesus, the power of eternal life. Every believer is empowered to know God through the Holy Spirit. Amen. What a blessed gospel, church. What a blessed good news. The same Holy Spirit that was the resurrected Jesus is on us. Then do you ask the question, Pastor, why do I don't see that in my life? The question, the thing is, do you believe enough? Do you live from the resurrection power, or do you live from a broken sin will? Your lens. When you begin to recognize the power of God, His resurrection is my resurrection. His victory is my victory. His love is my love. His solution is my solution. His identity is my identity. His love, His grace is my grace. When you live from that place, victory, and when you live from that place of life, brother, you will see a victory. You see, you live a victorious life. It's been a while that I've ever had a financial problem. It's been a while. I don't remember. I don't even check my salary. I don't know. Like, I don't even know when, you know, the finance put salary now come. I'm like, when? I totally forgot. Why? You live from a place of victory. Jesus didn't say, become a Christian, you become religious. No. He said, I give you life and life more abundantly. Come on. He gives you life and life more abundantly. I remember I was in Africa, church. I was preaching in a small heart, you know. In the power of resurrection, I'm just praying for people who are getting healed. They brought this girl, small girl, that came to see, you know, to the camp. You know, I was the only Indian in Africa, that particular slum. And they brought this girl, and literally the baby was dying. There was no motion in it. The doctor said, go, and she's dying. And they said, go prepare the funeral. She was, I think the mom said, she's not breathing. Look, I don't see any breathing in her. Oh, I believe the resurrection power is in me and it flows through out of me. This morning, the power of God is going to come on you. Some of you, you know, the power of God just going to, you know, resurrection power is going to flow through you. People are going to touch through your life. And I said, come here, I'm going to pray for you. I just laid my hand like this because I know the Spirit of God is upon us. He's in us and upon us. And I say, in Jesus' name, baby, come alive. Come alive, I said. Come alive. 3 times I said, come alive. I said, go, she'll be well. While she was walking back, she came back the next day. So while she walking back, the baby took a deep breath and came alive. We live a reality that's very superior to us. We are called to live a different reality. That's why watch what you say. Watch the confession of your mouth. Because what you say, you are declaring. I'd rather say what God is saying. Who cares about the economy? Who cares what is U.S. doing, church? Because your economy is not according to what U.S. says. Your economy is according to what heaven says. Come on. If He says you are blessed, you are blessed. Amen. Who cares what Donald Trump says? Everybody's freaking out. Stock market up and down. Who cares? He still owns the thousands of cattle. He's still the God who provides. He opens hands like that. He provides for me. All I need to do is rest in the resurrected power of Jesus. Amen. Come on, enter the rest of God. Faith is resting. It's not like sitting at home and playing video game and being stupid, you know. What is rest? Rest knowing that the resurrected King is resurrected. Now I get to rest in the finished work of Jesus. He's done for you. He's done for you. Will He not take care of you? Some of you sitting here, you know, you're wondering about your life. The Holy Spirit just telling me, you're so anxious. Come on, lay down your anxiety, not at the foot of the cross. Lay down your anxiety at the empty tomb. Lay down your anxiety at the empty tomb. Know that there's no anxiety in Jesus. There's no anxiety in you. Amen. give away, take away anxiety. Let Jesus take that burden away. You know, you're constantly anxiety. You're constantly afraid. You're constantly thinking about God. How is it going to happen? Church, don't waste your energy. Some of you are not well because there's so much anxiety in your heart. I sense in my heart, it's a word of knowledge. Let it be ripped away. Let the anxiety be ripped away from you because Jesus already knows what he has for you. Amen. When the enemy, whatever the enemy does bad for you, church, he will turn around good for you. For he will make it good for you. Even when you make a mess, he will clean the mess for you. And you know, he will make it a message for you. Even if you make a mess, God's grace is going to oversee you. God's grace is going to overtake you. And cause you to live a life that's powerful in the sight of God. Amen. His resurrection, church. It's our resurrection. Through the blood of Jesus. Through the resurrection of Jesus. Through the blood. He cleansed all our sin. Through the resurrection now we can live a victorious lifestyle. That's why the scripture says, death, where is your sting? Well, you know, how many of you know that? You know, I want to tell you. I wrote this. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. Tell my people, don't be too nice to your problem. Don't be too nice to your sickness. Don't make your sickness yala normal word. Who said? Are we going through a financial problem? No, it's normal. Who said it's normal? The resurrected king doesn't say that. You must have such a fervent faith in the resurrected king. Amen. Some people say it's okay, normal. Young people going through depression, normal. Who say it's normal? No. Death, where's your sting? Jesus already won a victory. Excuse me. So what is our heart this morning? Colossians 3:1 says, set your mind on the things above, where Christ is seated. Where is Christ seated? In the heavenly places. One more time. Is there sickness there? So God is saying, auntie, God is saying that I'm giving you a key for your healing. What God is saying? Set your mind on the things above. Where? Heavenly places. Where's heavenly places? Not somewhere far. He said, on Jesus, on peace, on love, on grace. Set your mind there. Set your mind on the things of what God says. God says good things about you. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things on the earth. Verse 3, for you died. Verse 3, somebody say, I died. Some of you could say, hey, Pastor, what are you saying? Spiritual death. And your life is now hidden in Christ. Three things happen, church, at the resurrection, on the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Number one, we died together with Jesus. We were buried together with Jesus. The third one, which believers need to get into their heart, you also got resurrected like Jesus. Amen. That's why you need to believe. I'm a life giver. I'm a glory carrier. I mean, everywhere I go, I bring the presence of life of God. Amen. When you bring you, the place changes. When everywhere you go, you bring the very anointing, the power, the dunamis, the kratos, the power, the wonder working power. The scripture says God raised him up through the power. Right? The word power means is the dynamic working. So that power lives inside of you. That's where we live from. When you read the Bible like this, when you pray like this, I tell you, your prayer, you know how your prayer will be? Your prayer will be like this. Ask me anything in my name and I will give it to you. Amen. That's what Jesus said. Ask me anything in my name. There's one name, church, that's victorious. It's the name of Jesus. And we get to ask him through his name. Why? Because now we stand in the position of victory as well. Amen. And we're going to ask God. When you ask God, God wants to give to you. This morning, if you are sitting here with depression in your heart, if you are sitting here with pain in your heart, I sense that in my heart. If you're sitting here, you don't know Jesus in your heart. If you're sitting here with an issue that's not solved for years, this morning, Jesus has a miracle for you. The resurrection power of Jesus is a miracle. It's not void. It's powerful. It's as alive to it. You know, and Jesus wants to set you free this morning. And for those who are sick in the body, I sense in my heart, the resurrection power of God is just going to come over you. Amen. The resurrection power of God is going to touch every part of your body and resurrect everything that's dead in your life. Amen. That's why you need to be careful what you confess over yourself, what you confess over your family. I'd rather say what God is saying. If God calls me, Johnny, I love you, I'm going to say I am loved by the Father. Amen. If God calls me, I'm blessed, I'm just going to confess that I'm blessed. If God says I'm going to change the world, I'm going to confess until I change the world. Amen. You walk into the resurrection power through the power of the declaration you carry, church. This morning, I have a suggestion for you. Prophesy over your family. Prophesy over yourself. Prophesy over what God wants you to do. Brother Nelson, prophesy over your children. Prophesy over your destiny. Prophesy over your wife, Marsha. Prophesy promotion. Prophesy God. Your word says this. Therefore, I prophesy you will experience the resurrection power of God over your life. Amen. Amen. This morning is the end of the service. If you're sitting here, if you don't know Jesus, the best time for you to give your life to Jesus. He comes inside and take away all the old thing and become everything new. Now, every eye is closed in this place. Every eye is closed. If you're sitting here and you need Jesus in your heart, maybe you don't, you're not sure. Maybe you came with confusion. Maybe you came with anxiety. But God's been speaking to you. If you're sitting here and you want to give your life to Jesus, every eye is closed, no one looking around, I want you to just raise your right hand quickly up and put it down. Is there anyone here? Just raise your right hand up. Yep. Thank you. Yeah, I see that hand. Thank you for those hands. The Lord sees those hands. Thank you for those hands. Thank you for those hands. I see those hands. The Lord is seeing those hands. Yes. So many hands just went up. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to just say this prayer. Church, can we say this prayer together before we just worship the Lord? Say this prayer together with me. Lord Jesus, I give you my heart. I recognize you are the Savior of the world. Jesus, this morning, I invite you into my heart. Come, Jesus, forgive all my sins. This morning, let me experience the power of your resurrection, which is my resurrection. Jesus, come. I invite you into my heart. In Jesus' name I pray. And all God's people say, why don't you stand to your feet this morning, church? And as we come to the end of this service, I want every hands lifted up, knowing his resurrection is our resurrection. Let the truth just set us free this morning. Thank you. Is there a place where you're struggling? Is there a place you feel you're defeated? Is there a place you feel, God, this place feels death? This place feels there's no breakthrough, God. I need your resurrection power, God. I want you to raise both your hands to the Lord and let the power of God just come for you, on you right now. It could be a finance. It could be a relationship. It could be anything that you feel you need a miracle this morning. The power of the Holy Spirit is going to go through this place. Come on, then sings my soul. Come on, guys.
Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Come on, let's appreciate the presence of the Lord before we go this morning.
How great thou art. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
How great, how great thou art.
How great thou art. sings my soul, my Savior God to me.
How great, how great,
how great thou art.
Come on, through his resurrection, you are victorious, church. Sing our way,
dancing. My soul, my Savior,
how great
thou art, how great thou art.
Every eye is closed, every hand. So I sense the Lord wants to heal some people this morning before we go. I just sense the power of God already here to heal you. You have a, I feel there's someone here that with frozen shoulder. There's a pain on your left side with a sharp pain on your shoulder. The power of God is coming on you right now, wherever you're at. If you're that person, just wave your hand to me so I can know that you are the person. I see those hands. And I also sense somebody with bone condition, especially with your finger. Who is that person? Wave your hand to me. I see that hand. Arthritis. If you have arthritis, God is healing you right now. And I also sense that you actually have a one side migraine. You have a one side migraine. Jesus healing you right now. One sided on your left side, migraine is being healed. And also feel somebody here with pain on your back and on your back down to your knees and below to your feet, and you have that pain for a long time. God is healing you right now, and I'm gonna pray for you, and we're gonna pray the power of God to go through right now. And some of you feel depressed. There's someone here that you actually have a thoughts of suicidal and thoughts that against yourself. The Lord's gonna set you free. Just for a moment, church, we're gonna contend for a miracle. Just for a moment before we go, how else do we celebrate the resurrection power unless we see the miracle of God? Amen. And I want to just pray for you right now, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. I command every pain right now, leave your people right now. Whatever pain you have, whatever sickness you have, come on, reach out to the Lord and receive the healing. Some of you need emotional healing, and reach out to the Lord, receive. The power of God is coming on you right now. Under the power and under the authority of this voice, I pray everyone that is here, the sick in the body, I release the healing power right now. You will not be healed tomorrow, but you will heal me right now in this place. I trust God for a miracle, creative miracle right now. There's someone here, there's some creative miracles happening to you right now. Come on, reach out to the Lord. I feel anointed. Come on, reach out to the Lord. Reach out to the Lord. Even pray for your business. I sense there's somebody here that your business is stuck. The Lord is causing your business to just even that thing is happening. That's the deal that's stuck. God is breaking the curse of finance over you. Come on, receive the anointing. God is breaking the curse of finance over you. That thing the enemy that stole, God is breaking that from you right now. Come on, reach out to the Lord. Reach out to the Lord. Reach out to the Lord. I send some of you, you are praying for a new house. God is going to release a new house even for you. God is saying, my grace will build your house. My grace will build your house. Come on, receive. Receive the miracle this morning. Receive wherever you need miracle right now. Oh, come on, everywhere. Wherever you need miracle, just reach out to the Lord right now. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The miracles of Jesus. Miracles of just release over you right now. Somebody has a stomach condition. I sense that somebody here, you're standing here with a stomach condition. You have a pain right on top here, and the Lord is healing you right now. Healing you right now. Somebody has a wrist, a pain on your wrist is being healed. As I'm praying this, I want you to check it out. Check out your body right now. Everyone, if you have a pain, some kind of pain that you have had before, check it out. The Lord is healing you right. Do something you cannot do before. Come on, check out the pain where you feel pain. If you're able to check, come on, go ahead and check it out. And I know if you see any changes, if you see God already healed you, God is healing you, I want you to just wave your hand to me so I know what God is doing in the room right now. There's somebody there just getting healed at the back. If you're already healed, just wave your hand to me. There's somebody waving their hand right there. God is healing someone there. Come on. The power of God is in the house of the Lord. Come on. Go ahead and check it out. God is healing you. Do something you cannot do before. Do something you cannot, whether it's bending down or lifting up your knees. Come on, do something you cannot do before. The power of God is here. Come on, let this healing of Jesus just set you free. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else, you feel something happened to your body? Can you wave your hand to me if you sense somebody has something happened to you? There's one there, the uncle there at the back, and then the lady. Anyone else, you feel something is happening to you? God is healing you. Thank you, Jesus. There you go, the hand at the back. God is healing you. Anyone else, you feel that God is doing something? Thank you, God. What a powerful presence of God. Come on, every hand's lifted up. God is healing so many people this morning. Father, I thank you for the healing anointing of Jesus in this place. One more time, I release the healing of the Lord over you right now. In Jesus' name, be healed in Jesus' mighty name. By the stripes of Jesus, be healed right now in Jesus' name. What enemy meant to be bad, let it be turned around for good in Jesus' name. I declare restoration, sevenfold of God's restoration over you in Jesus' name. I declare the blessing of the Lord over you, church, in Jesus' name. Release the healing power of God over your people. Father, we thank you for your presence this morning, God. What a blessed Savior you are, God. As we come to the end of this service, once again, we say thank you, Lord, for the cross. Come on, just take a moment before we go. Say, Lord, thank you for the cross, God. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the miracle. Thank you for the resurrection life. Even as we, Lord, go out from this place, Lord, let your presence go with us, God. Let your presence go with us, we pray, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, as we end our service this morning, let your presence come and let your hand be upon us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. And all God's people say, all God's people say, amen, amen. Don't go first. Hang in there. Don't go first. Number one, at the end of this, if we want to pray for you, if you need prayer, healing, coming from, we're going to pray for you. But let's end the service with one more fast song. Can we do that? Can we celebrate the resurrection? Pastor Crystal, quickly run. Come. Jesus is alive. Are you ready? Wait, one more celebration song. Come on. Come on, put your hands together, church. Come on. Let's celebrate the King. Come on.
Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Death has lost his victory, and the grave has been denied. Jesus lives forever. He's alive. Lost his victory, and the grave has been denied.
Come on!
Jesus lives forever. He's alive. He's alive.
He's the Alpha.
He's the Alpha and Omega. The first and last is he. The curse of sin is broken. We have perfect liberty. The Lamb of God is risen. He's alive.
He's alive.
He's the
Alpha.
He's the Alpha and Omega. The first and last is he. The curse of sin is broken. We have perfect liberty. The Lamb of God is risen. He's alive. He's alive.
Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate.
church, he's risen.
He is risen. He is risen. And he lives forevermore. Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate. Jesus, celebrate.
Come on, we sing, celebrate.
Celebrate. Jesus, celebrate.
Don't mind.
Celebrate. Jesus, celebrate.
He's risen.
It's in you, Lord, my strength. It's in you, Lord, my hope. It's in you, Lord, in you.
Come on, let's sing, my life.
My life is in you, Lord, my strength. It's in you, Lord, my hope. It's in you, Lord, in you.
It's in sing, you. I praise you.
And I praise you with all of my. It's in you, Lord, my strength. It's in you, Lord, my hope. It's in you, Lord, in you.
It's in you, my life.
My life. It's in you, Lord, my strength. It's in you, Lord, my hope. It's in you, Lord.